It's been obvious to me since about April 2020 that what was going on, the details of which I didn't yet fully understand, had as its logical endpoint totalitarian control of everyone on the planet using digital techniques. This whole thing is a multi-year plan designed to accomplish what it's accomplishing, which is to smash civil society, to wreck the economy, and to introduce various digital controls, not least of which is that war criminal Tony Blair's repeated call for digital ID. If you've got a digital ID that you have to present before you enter or leave a premises, remember, every premise could be regulated in that way easily, just by putting a camera and a lock on it, including your front door. Don't think they're going to allow you to move freely around and only stop you getting on planes. They could stop you moving into a shop, out of a shop, or even out of your own house. It's just limited by cameras and electronic locks on a door. It's that easy. And so, you don't need a digital ID. You've lived a whole life without a digital ID. Your life is not, your safety does not require it whatsoever. So if I achieve nothing else by this call, this conversation, when they say, "Oh, you've got to register for your digital ID," you must say no. I'm going to say no, even if I am thereby financially excluded. If you accept this, you are in the first stages of the same funnel that cattle go down before, at the end, they're in the crush cage waiting the stun bullet. This is the beginning of it. So please say no, because there's no escape from the totalitarian control that digital ID regulating your access to every space and to every transaction will grant. Whoever owns the database and controls the algorithm controls you. They will abolish cash, introduce central bank digital currencies as Reggie described, and you will not be able to transact at all.